Alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh wa na'udzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa maulana Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ashabi sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ahli bayti sayyidina Muhammad wa salatu wa salamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. Allah Azza wa Jal says in His blessed book and words, إِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا, that if you were to enumerate or count a blessing of Allah, you will not be able to do it. And the Mufassirin and the Mashaykh have said that Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned about one blessing. He did not say that you count the blessings of Allah, you will not be able to count. So they say this indicates that one and each blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one cannot enumerate and count how that one blessing is composed of so much blessings. Because everything is interconnected here in this world. So, just to give you an example and make you understand better, let's take a piece of bread or a grain of wheat. That one piece of bread or a grain of rice or a grain of wheat which is in front of you, this is, although outwardly it is a blessing, that is one blessing, it is one piece. But for that one grain which has come to you, or one piece of bread, or one morsel which has come to you, it is one, but if you do tadabbur and ponder, that's why Allah Azza wa Jal says that أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُوا الْقُرْآنَ, that don't they ponder and do tadabbur over the Quran and in the Quran, أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِنَا قَفَالُهَا, or there are locks which have actually been put on their hearts. That why don't they ponder? The Quran and the Quranic guidance, the words are there, but a person who does ghor and fikr and tadabbur and ponders deeply, he unlocks those words and the guidance behind it. So he receives something. And there is infinite guidance in the Quran and Sunnah. But everyone, the key to it is that tadabbur, and according to the right rules and regulations. So everyone has different level. If a normal person will do the tadabbur in the Quran, he will also get some guidance under the instruction of ulama. And if a scholar does ponder over, he will also get guidance from it. So the words of the Quran are not going to change. So it is, many people don't understand that, why should we ponder over? They just read, and with reading, a person does not get the message which is in the Quran. It is with tadabbur and fikr that the Quran unlocks its guidance to the people. And Allah Azza wa Jalla has again and again said and emphasized it. So a wali, al-arif, a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he also recites the same Quran. He gets different level of guidance, different level and depth of insight. Similarly, Rasulullah himself benefited from the Quran, is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he also, in this infinite guidance there. So a grain of sand, a grain of wheat or piece of bread, anything which is in front of you, it might look, I'm just giving you an example of very simple things so that you know that what the Quran has said, that if you count one blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will not be able to do that. In ta'uddu ni'matallah. That one piece of grain or one piece of bread in front of you, yes, it is one piece, one part of creation. But how has that come to you? For that one piece, one grain of wheat or that piece of bread, a person needs the earth. Who is it who can create an earth like this? A person needs heavens, sky, the clouds, correctly pour the rain. And the person needs sun to give the light and energy. You see how that one piece of grain, we sometimes become unthankful and very great blessings of Allah. But that one piece, how many things and what you need or to produce that one thing like that. What other people, scientists or any other human being, what they do, they use already the raw material or the material created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they mix and they make different things. They are not creating anything new. Everything is created by Allah azza wa jal. You need the sun, the moon, the earth, and the weather, the environment, and the full system of the solar system you need. That one, you know, and if you count the blessings in there, leading to that level, a person cannot. So I have just given you an example of one piece of grain. Let aside other things which Allah Azza wa Jal has given you. Anyway, I am coming to the point that Allah Azza wa Jal said in the Quran again and again to people that to be thankful and to do the shukr of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, and especially in Surah Al-Takasar, which I cited in Maghrib prayer. Allah Azza wa Jal mentioning some of the things he has mentioned, and at the end he said, "Thumma latus'alunna yawma idhin 'anil na'im," and then definitely, surely, you will be asked about the ni'mat and the blessing of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. You will be questioned that Allah Azza wa Jal has given you these blessings, these ni'mat, favors. They are not free. Always remember. They are not free, they are coming from Allah Azza wa Jal. He is the creator, He is the bestower, and He has the right. And Allah Azza wa Jal says that every blessing, you have to be held accountable for that. You have to answer for that blessing. What have you done with that? That is for all blessings, normal blessings. Now what do you say about Allah Azza wa Jal said in the Quran about many blessings, but He had not said regarding other blessings that I have done a great favor upon you. He has not mentioned other blessings like this. But when the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his advent, his birth, his sending as a messenger came, Allah azza wa jal said, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. That indeed Allah has done a great favor upon the believers that He has sent a messenger amongst them who recites the verse of Quran, who do their tazkiyah, and who teaches them ilm and hikmat and shahadah. So to say that I have done a favor upon you, that is definitely a blessing. And that is definitely a blessing, because favor, when you say, for example, you say humne Allah Pak Madh aap par ihsan kiya hai, तो एहसान के लिए नेमत का होना जरूरी है. कि एहसान तब ही हो सकता है कि जब नेमत मौजूद हो. नेमत नहीं तो एहसान किस चीज का. तो ये मशाइख ये फरमाते हैं, मशाइख से दैट इफ अल्लाह अज़्ज़ वजल सेइंग दैट आई विल आस्क यू अबाउट अदर ब्लेसिंग्स, वाटर, फूड, योर पेरेंट्स, योर लाइफ, व्हाट अबाउट द ग्रेटेस्ट ब्लेसिंग ऑफ ऑल व्हिच अल्लाह सुब्हानहू व तआला सेइंग दैट आई हैव डन द मोस्ट स्पेशल ब्लेसिंग अपन यू बिलीवर्स. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ Allah indeed done a great favor upon you that He has sent a messenger amongst you, which is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So don't you think that you and me will be questioned about this blessing when Allah is going to ask about food, drink, eyes, ears, everything He's going to ask, I have given you blessings. But what about the greatest blessing through which everyone has been guided and has got iman, and one has, people are attaining and now and in the past and will attain in the future salvation through Rasulullah's guidance. So what do you think? You won't be asked about that blessing? Definitely you will be, and it's a very serious matter. If you are unthankful, you have eaten something and you are not thankful, you will be asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اب اللہ نے فرمایا میں نے تم پر احسان کیا ہے کہ میں نے اپنا پیغمبر رسول تم میں بھیجا ہے. جب اللہ پاک فرما رہے ہیں میں دوسری نعمت, تو ہر نعمت کے بارے میں سوال کروں گا, تو یہ جو سب سے بڑی نعمت ہے کیا اس کے بارے میں سوال نہیں ہو قیامت والے دن؟ کیوں؟ دا کوشچن اباؤٹ دس از گوئنگ ٹو بی ویری ویری سیریس, بیکاز وین میٹر آف رسول اللہ علیہ وسلم کم, اللہ سبحانہ تعالی سینگ ہز ورڈز change. It's not normal. You can see the difference when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tazkira or anything regarding him come, it is, the matter is completely different. Why? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has a special relationship with Allah which no one has, and that is this relationship of Habibullah. He is the beloved of Allah. You see, this is the highest level. You can have many friends. Hazrat Ibrahim is Khalilullah. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam is Khalilullah. You can have friends, people have friends. But Khalil hona, dost hona aur hai, mahboob hona aur hai. Bada zameen asman ka farak hai isme. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a special status with Allah azza wa jalla, with no prophet, no abi, no rasul. At that higher level were given that status. They were all mahboobs and habibs of Allah, but at higher level only Rasulullah. Because he mentioned his speciality. When the companions were sitting, it was the humble and tawadu of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the companions were sitting in the company, in their own company, and they were discussing about the different fazilats which Allah Zawajal bestowed upon the Prophet, so one of the companions said, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, Allah Zawajal created with his own hands, and he is the chosen, he is the father of all mankind, Safiullah. And Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, Allah Zawajal instructed Izazi or angels and Iblis and Shaitan as well to bow down in front of Adam. He said he was a chosen person of Allah. He was chosen amongst the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then they said Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam also had a grace 950 years or so. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam Khalilullah. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam Kalimullah spoke to him. How great status is that? Allah Azza wa Jalla speaking with Musa alayhi salam, and Musa alayhi salam hearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was a special blessing on Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, Ruhullah wa Kalimatullah. So the companions were discussing things like this. Rasulullah sallam heard them saying this. So the Shariheen and the Muhaddiseen, they say that Rasulullah sallam wanted to say about him, because they were mentioning the prophets and messengers, but the Prophet ﷺ was not going and saying anything about him due to his tawadu and his humbleness and respect to other prophets and messengers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed and commanded Prophet ﷺ to go and tell them. Then the Prophet ﷺ went. Again, I might not speak because until there are so many people or there are so many cameras in front of me, and holy, that because, and then everyone wants to come on the TV, that I want to come so that people see me. The other day I was just listening to a few people, they were saying, they were phoning their friends and they were saying that today I am on BBC Two, and because there's someone else, was this event was being covered, and I also came, but for a few seconds only I was. So 11 o'clock put your TV on and you will see me. So they were quite serious and saying. So this want to be known, this is called, which we say, Hubbejah. Hubbejah means the love of fame and name and glory, which is the, it is said, the Mashaykh say, the Awliya Salihin, the Arifin, they say, this is the last thing, this is the last evil which leaves the heads and the hearts of Siddiqeen. Hubbejah, ye pehle nahi nikulti, ye bahut khatarnak bimari hai. The love of fame and honor. What is, everyone should respect me, I should not respect anyone. Main na kisi ki izzat ko dusre mein izzat kare bas.
मैं ना करूं किसी की, मैं बेहतर दूसरे साथ मुझसे कम कर। तो रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम स्टेटस, ही वाज द अब्द ऑफ अल्लाह, ही हैड द, ही वाज द बेस्ट एंड परफेक्ट सर्वेंट एंड वर्शिपर। वैसे अशहदु अल्ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह व अशहदु अन्न मुहम्मदन अब्दुहु व रसूलुहु, दैट वी टेस्टिफाई हजरत मोहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम इज सर्वेंट, सर्वेंट ओके, बट रियल अब्द द वर्ड हियर मीन्स वर्शिपर, द वर्शिपर एंड द मैसेंजर ऑफ अल्लाह। This is the better to translate than servant. So everyone can be servant. You can, servants or people can be servant as well of each other. This is the serving me. But they cannot be worshippers. But here it is meant the worshipper that we testify. So the correct, more correct translation is we testify that Muhammad Sayyidina Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the worshipper and the messenger of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala. So Abd was his servitude and servanthood was his special status which Allah Subhanahu wa Taala bestowed upon him. So it is, as I am saying, that it is such an evil, this hubbeja, which was also the cause of downfall of shaitan. It was nothing else than hubbeja. Hubbeja being, I want to be respected. I want to be honored. Why Adam al-Islam is honored compared to me? He said, this is the last thing, other takabbur, hasad, hatred, other sins, they are there as well. They easily, they leave the person. Meaning with little struggle, they can leave early as well, or later sometime. But this hubbeja, this is the last thing which leaves the person. Because it is a person naturally, sometime due to the nafs. In incitement, they want that, the hubbeja. So Rasulullah was sitting in his blessed house, his companions are sitting, and he's not going and saying anything about him. The others are praising the Prophet. So Allah commanded Rasulullah to go and say to them what his status is. So then Rasulullah went in the company, said, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, he said, yes, Adam alayhi salam is Safiullah and he is great. And Nuh alayhi salam is Najiullah and he is great. And Ibrahim is the friend of Allah. Ibrahim is Khalilullah and he is great. And Ismail and Hazrat, he mentioned about other prophets, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. And Hazrat Isa alayhi is Ruhullah. And he said, I am Habibullah, the beloved of Allah. Beloved, the Mahbub of Allah. This is the very high status of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam becoming beloved. And then he said, further he said that I will be the one who will speak on the day of, I will be the khatib, the addresser on the day of judgment, there will be no one to speak. I will be the first one to actually knock the door of paradise, the doors of Jannah. Imagine, no one has before knocked them and entered. And he said, I will be the one who will knock and I will be the one who will, for whom the Jannah will open. And then he said, Wala fakhr, I am not saying it due to proudness. It is the command of Allah who has commanded me to say. If there was no command, I would have said this to you. Imagine then who me and you are then. We are his followers and we are trying to follow, emulate and get blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the master of existence, Sayyidul Alameen, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preferred him over all creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I was saying to you that Rasulullah, when this, about this blessing you will be questioned on Day of Judgment, it will be very serious. If you are asking, how much food have you eaten in all your life? How many breads? Okay, you have eaten so much, you have to have. How much water have you eaten? They, still serious. Still, water is very serious as well. But when the time of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam comes, then every, even awliya, salihin, they will be trembling, because it is such a great blessing, especially in this month of Rabiul Awwal, which Allah subhanahu bestowed upon the humanity and other, that they fear that how can they be thankful to Allah regarding that blessing, which Allah said, I have done a great favor upon you. So I said, when the matter of Rasulullah come, the rules change. For example, Abu Lahab said with his one hand, he said to Rasulullah, Tubban laka ya Muhammad, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may you, and a'udhu billah, you may be destroyed. Halak ho jayi, isne ek haath se.
Normal rule is that if someone does something with one hand, they are also given the same response. But Allah Azza wa Jal changed the rule when He said, "Tabbat yada abi lahab mutab." Be both hands of Abu Lahab be destroyed, and be destroyed and annihilated. That hand which pointed at my messenger. So this is not a relationship of messenger and the Lord. This is not a relationship of the servant and the Lord. This is a relationship of a beloved and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved. Ye muhib aur mahboob ka talluq hai. Ye rasool aur Allah bhejne wale ka aur bande aur Allah ka yahan talluq nahi bataya ja raha. Rasool to anbiya aur bhi hain, bande bhi aur bhi hain, lekin yahan mamla wo hai. Aur sari surat Allah paak ne utari. Jab Abu Jahl ne kaha, badbakht ne, that when Rasulullah's last son died, and he said, "Now Muhammad will be without any progeny, without any descendant, and he will finish. No one will remember." Allah Pak ne surat ko surat aar di. Puri surat nazar lagi do baat. Allah Pak ne farmaya, "Ye badbakht ye keh raha hai, aur main Rabbul Alamin, ay Rabbul Alamin se inna aatayna kal kawsar." That we have given you everything in abundance. Kawsar ke bahut sare matlab hai. Nehr-e-Kawsar bhi hai, river of Kawsar. But the ulama has said, this means that, oh khair-e-kaseer, that every good thing is bestowed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Fasalli rabbika wanhar. That, oh Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my beloved, you keep relationship with me through prayers and sacrifice. Inna shaniya hulabta. You don't have, your enemy will be destroyed by themselves. I will destroy. So, ye dekhiye. And dekho, Quran mein, Allah Pak ne bahut sare, many people have said many wrong things. Allah Azza wa Jal has condemned them. Firaun par lanat ki hai Quran mein. Shaitan ko kaha, mardood hai, dafa ho jao, ye mardood hai. Dekho, one person amongst the mushrikeen in Makkah who did say bad thing about Rasulullah sallallahu Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the word only in the Quran. This is, you see, this is a word not normally used even by normal people. Were they used? Illegitimate person, which we say illegitimate, jo nikah se na hua, zina se, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used zaneen, the word zaneen, that who is a product of zina, for that person, that who have disrespected and dishonored Rasulullah sallallahu. So this shows that when the matter of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam come, then the rules and regulations are separate. Yes, we will be asked about other blessings. To wo bhi bada serious. Any small blessing is not a small blessing. A person needs the entire universe for that blessing to come upon the person. It comes in the ahadith. Ahadith mein ye waqia hai. Pehle bhi aapko, I have mentioned before as well, that one of the person who Allah Azza wa Jal given special bounty and special gift and nema, he worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 500 years. 500 saal, ye main nemat ki misal de raha hu, 500 saal usne ibadat Allah ki. And he was on a jazeera, on an island. So Allah pa ne wahan anar ka ek drakht bhi laga diya, a fruit tree, and there was a sweet water that Allah specially created for him there. So he drank the water, ate the fruit, and day and night he was worshipping Allah, not doing anything else. Now he was banda, na bande ki zaat. So wo akela hi banda, he had the opportunity of worshipping Allah continuously, day and night, 500 years, 500 saal. Yeah, hadith mein ye waqiat hai. So I'm just indicating toward the blessing of Allah, that Allah ki ne'mat. When the time of death came of this person, Sayyidina Abdul Aziz Dabarahmatullah has also said in his book, when the time of death came about this person, Israel alayhi salam came, Israel ayat, and this person was in sajda, was in prayer, and he said salam, and he took his spirit, usne ruh nikal li, sajde ki halat mein. He wanted to die in sajda, he went and he said, Allah Azza wa Jalla blessed him. Then Rasulullah said that on the day of judgment, this person will be presented After his death, he was presented to Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, "My servant, I am pleased with you. You have pleased me by my mercy and my grace. Go and enjoy and enter my Jannah." فَدْخُلِ فِي عَبَادِ وَدْخُلِ جَنَّتِ میرے جنت میں داخل ہو جو میرے فضل سے میرے رحمت سے جنت میں داخل ہو جو. Now that person thought like we think every day, and he only thought once in his lifetime. اس کے ذہن میں خیال آیا, he thought that Allah عز و جل is saying that go with my mercy and with my fضل. Where is my 500 years worship, میری عبادت کہاں گئی جو میں نے کہا 500 سال جو عبادت کی ہے وہ بھی تو ہے میری اللہ, میں نے اس کا کوئی ذکر نہیں کیا کہ تم نے 500 سال عبادت کی ہے, 500 years you have worshipped and you can go and know Allah عزوجل said by my father. So this was in his mind, he was thinking that Allah عزوجل did not mention anything about my عبادت and 500 years I was worshipping. Allah عزوجل is the knower of the hearts and the thoughts, he knows even the thoughts. You don't know what thought is going to come into your mind after an hour, Allah عزوجل knows even before. You know, as well as Allah knew what he was thinking, he said, instructed the angels to bring him back. So this is the health accountability. ये को हमें भी देनी पड़ेगी. ये पानी पी रहे हैं, ये गर्म कमरे में बैठे हुए हैं, कारपेट पे बैठे हुए हैं, लाइटें जल रही हैं, आराम से बैठ के अल्लाह उसके उसका जिक्र कर रहे हैं. ये उससे पानी से बड़ी नेमत है, खाने से ज्यादा नेमत है, कितनी बड़ी. जब हजरत बिलाल जिक्र करते अहद अहद تو ہتھوڑے اور پتھر ان کے سینے پہ آتے اور ریت سے چربی جو ہے منتقل ہوتی. یہ ان کا ذکر کا جو ہے یعنی طریقہ. تو اس بندے نے, that person was brought back by angels, angels were brought him back, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him that my servant, that you have worshipped me for 500 years, 500 saal tune meri ibadat ki hai, and Allah azza wa jalla instructed the angels that show him, do not let him enter into the fire, but just on the outskirts of Jahannam, very far away, hundreds years away from Jahannam, just take him there and just show him the scene of fire. So when he was taken and he saw the scene of the fire from long way, and the heat was such intense, he was 500 years away from Jahannam. Imagine 500 years away from Jahannam, like you, he was there, and he was, the heat was so intense, he felt so thirsty and so agonizing at him. He said to the angels that I am dying and I am suffering from thirst, please give me water, please give me water. So Farishton ne kaha, the angel said, the water is not free now, water yahan pani muft nahi milega, yahan keemat hai pani ki. میرے پاس تو پیسے نہیں, آئی ڈونٹ ہیو اینی منی, اینی تھنگ ٹو گیو یو, واٹ از دا قیمت, واٹ از دا ویلو, واٹ از دا پرائز. دا اینجل سیڈ 250 ایئرز آف عبادت, 250 سال کی عبادت ہی ایک گلاس پانی کا ملے گا, ویسے نہیں ملے گا. تو وہ اس کو بہت زیادہ تکلیف تھی, واٹ آئی ایم گوئنگ ٹو ڈو ود دا عبادت, میں اللہ سبحانہ تعالی ول بلیس می مور, بٹ yes, 250 years, reward of 250 years of ibadat he given to the angels. That is the price of it, he given to them. So he said, I have discharged my right from that. Then they again were actually roaming around the hellfire, very far away from hellfire, but 500 years away, but they still, the heat is very intense. As Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah said in one of the hadith, in his book, in Ghuniyatul Talibin, he said, if one sparkle of the fire of hell is in Mashriq, is in East, a person standing in the West, his brain will melt and flow in his feet in the ground. Itni intensity of heat. Such intensity of heat, itni sakht hai. Ke Mashriq mein farmaya, ek changari mujannam ki aag ki ho, Maghrib mein banda khada ho, uska damag pigal ke uske paon mein behne lag padega. Itna hai. کچھ سورج وغیرہ کی گرمی کوئی حیثیت نہیں رکھتی, تو کتنا فاصلہ مشرق مغرب. بہرحال دے سیٹ اگین, ہی سیٹ اگین آئی وانٹ سم واٹر, دے سیٹ اگین یو ہیو ٹو 250, وہی قیمت ہے, دا سیم پرائز, نو انکریز, نو ڈیکریز, 250 ایئر کے بعد اس نے دے دیا. وین ہی واز بروٹ ٹو اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ اگین, ناؤ ہی واز ہمبل
and putting his head down because he knew he has nothing. He knew he has nothing. Now, Allah Azza said, well, what should be decided about you? He was quiet, silenced completely. Allah Azza said to him, what do you think? Don't you know that you worshipped me, but you worshipped in the time which I created the time? Jis waqt mein tum ibadat kar rahe ho, you see, without time, nothing can, we can't do anything if Allah Azza takes away the time. The time is necessary to be there. Wo waqt maine paida kiya, jis jagah mein tumne ibadat ki, the place you worshipped, who created that place? I created that place. And that wahi and the revelation which I sent on the prophet of the time who told you about me, who sent that prophet? And the tongue which you used and the mouth which you used to do zikr of my zikr, who created that tongue and who created that? And who created the mind and the intellect which you used to remember me and to think about me? And who created your head and your body with which you prostrated in front of me? Who kisne paida kiya? And who created the blessings of the eyes which you saw the creation, and the water, you sweet water you used to drink, and the fruit you used to eat? Who kisne? To Allah ne farmaya, ye to sirf do glass pani ki tumhari kimat hai, 500 saal ibadat jo hai. Imagine how many liters and liters you have done. Kya khaya, and other blessings. Okay. So he was humble. So Allah said to him, now my servant, he became now fearful. Ab wo dar gaya, khatam, mamla khatarnak ho gaya. Now Allah said to him, now my servant, enter Jannah and my pleasure with my fazl and grace. Mere fazl ehsan se Jannah mein dakhil ho gaya. So ye pani ki nehmat ka sawal hai, pani ki nehmat itni badi hai. And what is water and what is compared to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So on the day of judgment, you and me and everyone is going to be asked specially about the greatest favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't you know that when a person goes in the grave, in the alam al-barzakh, jab alam al-barzakh mein banda jata hai, a person is asked, man rabbuk, tumhara rabb kaun hai? Ab banda to ye kehta hai, the person, the kafir, or the sinner, the kafir, or the disbeliever says, I don't know. He answers wrongly. To hadith hona to ye chahiye, when he doesn't know his Lord, to usko jab iske liye jahannam ke darwaze khol do. But the question is not stuck there. The simple logical conclusion is that when he doesn't know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is the use of asking him another question? Man rabbuk, jab kehta main rabid ko nahi janta, to ab aur kya puchna hai usse? But Allah azza wa jal wants to show something to people. Then Allah azza wa jal asks about the deen, the angel asks about the deen. Ma deen, mara deen kya hai? Abu kehta hai, main Islami ko nahi janta. I don't know what Islam is. Very simple. If he doesn't know Islam, is there any use of asking any further question to him? No. Phir to maqsad hi nahi puchne ka, aur jab wo Allah ko bhi nahi janta, he doesn't know Allah, he doesn't know the deen of Allah, the Islam, so finished. Matter should be finished, but it's not finished. I said to you that you will be and I will be questioned on the day of judgment. There will be many blessings you will be questioned on the day of judgment, but about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will be immediately be questioned in the grave as well. That is the question will start about him. Aur nematu ka sawal to qiyamat wale din hoga. Lekin Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, jo aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Taala ne nemat aur ehsaan logon pe kiya hai, unhone kitne Allah ke qurb ke raste bandoo pe khol diye. He has opened the ways through Allah subhanahu wa taala. To ye itni bade ehsaan, itna bada fazl, itni badi nemat, such a great blessing, that about him immediately after death a person will be questioned. Dusri nemat ka sawal qiyamah wale din Rasulullah ke bare mein qabr mein sawal shuru ho jayega. To phir teesra question hoga, man nabiyyu, tumhara nabi kaun hai? Aur ma kunta taqulu fi haqqi hadha, what did you use to say about this person? Ma kunta taqulu fi haqqi hadha, about him, what was your belief? Us waqt, at that time when he says I don't know, then immediately the voice will come, open the doors of hell for this person. Dekhi us par aa rahi hai, after after
answering, I don't know Allah, no door of hell is opening for that person. After saying, I don't know any religion, no door of hell is opening. But third question, when he will say, I don't know, then Allah's mother says, now there's no leniency, nothing. This was the greatest blessing and greatest mercy. That's why Allah said, Rahmatul lil alamin. Isi liye to farmaya. Pani ko, kisi aur ne'mat ko, Allah ko ne rahmatul lil alamin nahi farmaya. He has not said about any blessing, is rahmatul lil alamin. Only about Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is a mercy and mercy for you. I am Rabbul alamin and my messenger is rahmatul lil alamin. Because, as I said in the Sahih hadith, it mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that there is no creation in the heavens and earth except it recognizes me that I am the messenger of Allah. After that, I say, "Yeah, dear, कोई مخلوق ऐसी नहीं कि जो मुझे ना जानती हो कि मैं अल्लाह का रसूल हूँ, सिवाय बागी जिन्नात और बागी इंसानों से, except the rebellious jinnat and rebellious human beings. We are the unthankful. वो जानवर भी जाते हैं. यहाँ I was covering about Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in relation to Rabiul Awwal. So, yahan ek waqia likha hua hai, there is a special written that after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he passed away, apparently from this world, and he was veiled from this world. So, jo Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki aadat mubarak thi ki aap har cheez ke naam rakhte the. Maine pehle bhi bataya aapko. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to keep names of things. Aap apne imame ka naam aapne sahab rakha tha. Sahab, it means clowns. Talwar ka naam aapne rakha tha. Aapne pyaale ka glass ka naam bhi rakha tha. Aapne janwaron ke naam bhi aapne jo aapke paas the unke naam rakhe the. Aapne talwar ka naam, teer ka naam. The question is why? This is quite strange. People don't call their clothes, ye mera, they say it is my topi or my pagri. They don't call it name. They don't call by name for their pen or for their glass. They don't say, this is, give me a glass. They're not concerned with glass city. They say, just give me the glass. This is my topi, or this is my shoes, or this is my this and that. They don't. The Arifin, Awliya Allah, have mentioned the reason why Rasulullah, one of the reasons why Prophet kept the name of different things. He said, they have said that these things did communicate with Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. ये चीजें ये आप सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम से बोलती थी, मुकालमा होता था, तो आप इनको जानते थे, ये जिंदा चीजें थी आप सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम के लिए. That's why he called them by name. And he did not change them so often as well. Until actually they were completely not usable. Because they had a special relationship with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For me, the glass maybe doesn't speak. But with Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his glass was speaking as well. And this was known in the Sahih Hadith, wo jo abhi bhi aap jate hain in Masjid Nabvi, about that dry trunk, the trunk to which Rasulullah SAW used to deliver khutbah by leaning on it. Ye mojza tha. When Prophet ﷺ left, because a minbar was made, the companion said that we heard the screams and crying, noise and sound and voice of like a she camel or a baby she camel cries. And screams for the mother. I said, where is the voice coming from? Where is the voice coming from? And they said, it was from that right one. And Rasulullah said, this, he loves me and I love this. It was alive for him. For us, these walls, trees, animals, other things, some other things are, that we don't know. The earth knows what you are doing. Surah Al-Zilzal, Allah Parakramaya. But not only it knows the messenger of Allah, sometimes the earth is also made to aware of what you are doing. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا مِنْ human beings. What has happened to the earth? It was sure it was not living thing. يَوْمَ إِذِن تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. The day which it will reveal the news, what it is holding. The amal, the knowledge of the amal of the person. So that's why Rasulullah said that if on any place you have done a sin, also do a virtue on that place, that very place. Sit on it and do a good thing as well. Good amal as well. So ye hikmat hai ke isme, this is a wisdom, and one of the reasons why Rasulullah kept name of these things, havarik ka naam rakha hua tha apne imame shareef ka, apne pyalun ka, kyunki ye cheezein Rasulullah sahab makalma unka hota tha. So, I was saying to you that everything recognizes Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One camel. He Rasulullah also named a camel Basira, or there was another name for it, the camel. When Rasulullah passed away, the camel of Prophet went away. It ran toward the deserts. It so knew very vividly that he is messenger of Allah, and it was so much in love with Prophet that it actually went away and ran away in the deserts in Arabia. And then they say, the Sahaba say, they were themselves very upset after Rasulullah passed away. The camel every day used to come and in the Masjid Nabawi, and it used to sit there outside and used to look inside, and they say that it used to weep and cry. They are putting its head down and crying, and then it will go away again away in the deserts, and again the second day it came as well. Then the third day, wo oontni bhi aati aur roti after Rasulullah ki judai mein, wo mahabbat wo ishq tha usko. Then they say that it so happened so, after a few days it threw itself into a well and died. Usne khudkushi kar li. Ab uske liye to nahi haram khudkushi, ye to insano ke liye. But it actually killed itself. It wasn't able to tolerate the separation with Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Isi tarah dusri cheeze bhi jo aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne rakhi thi ghar mein, itni unko mahabbat aur ishq tha. To ye koi mamooli blessing, it is not a normal blessing which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon me and you. Imagine دوسرے, آپ یہ تو کہنا تو آسان ہے جی, دوسرے نبی بھی امت محمدی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم آنے کے لیے دعا کر دے, کہنا تو آسان ہے کہ جب سوال ہوگا بھائی ہمیں تو اللہ فرمائے تمہیں تو میں نے بھیج دیا, یو آئی ہیو سینٹ ان دا امت آف رسول اللہ, ناؤ یو ہیو ٹو بیئر دا ریسپانسبلٹی ایز ویل, یو ہیو ٹو شیئر ریسپانسبلٹی ایز ویل اف یو آر ان امت محمدی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. عیسیٰ علیہ السلام, ہی از آنرڈ ٹو بیکم ان دا امت آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, دین آبویسلی ایز دے سے ود ایوری پریویلیج دیئر ریسپانسبلٹی, great responsibility, بہت زیادہ پوچھ ہوگی ان کو ہوگی. تو میں آپ کو یہ کہہ رہا تھا, بس سیئنگ ٹو یو دیٹ ان دا گریو پرسن دا کوشچن ول بی اسٹارٹ, بٹ دا ڈیسیژن فار ہیل اینڈ پیراڈائز از گوئنگ ٹو بی بیسڈ آفٹر دا پرسن ول آسک, دا پرسن ول ریسپونڈ اباؤٹ پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. یو ریکگنائز ہم, ا وائس ول کم, اوپن دا ڈورز آف جنہ فار ہم, اس کی قبر جنت کا باغ بنا دیجیے. اگر اس نے کہا میں اللہ کو نہیں جانتا, میں دین کو نہیں جانتا, نہ ہی میں نبی پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو جانتا ہوں, دین ہی ول سے دیٹ, جب وہ تیسری بات کہہ دے بیکاز اے پرسن ہو سیز دیٹ آئی نو رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اینڈ ہی فالوز ہم, اٹ نیچرلی ڈیفینیٹلی ہی ول بی آن دا رائٹ پاتھ اینڈ ہی ول آلسو بی آن دا بلیور آن توحید. اٹس ناٹ پاسبل, بٹ یس, یو سی ان دا ورلڈ دیئر پیپل ہو سے وی بلیو ان گاڈ بٹ دے ڈونٹ بلیو ان دا دین. دیئر پیپل ہو بلیو ان دا دین of Islam, but they don't believe in Rasulullah sallam as that he is the last of the messenger, or he had this is his speciality. So there can be still division. But a person who sticks himself and clings to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallam, yeah. So I am, although I will, we will be covering very briefly the life of Prophet sallam, because there are so many books written in detail, but people don't have time to study, so I intended and I gathered and summarized most of the information about Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in these few pages, and I intended to present to you in the coming weeks. But I would have, I thought it is necessary to remind you of that, how serious matter it is going to be for you and me on the Day of Judgment, and not Day of Judgment, but in the grave as well. In the grave, if I say, yes, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was my messenger, but I could not follow him because I thought that non-Muslim was going to call me a terrorist. The angels are going to listen to you. They say, no, we sent you, you were sent in the in this life, in worldly life actually, to see that you are servant of Allah, and you were reminded in the Alam-e-Arwa and again by the Prophet. You were not there. Did you go to serve non-Muslim there? You went to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You went to serve your wife, your children, or the servant of other people, or you went there to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you were had this clarity of mind, a believer have a very clarity of mind, uska dil, uska vision bahut saaf shafaf hota, there is no hairs even nothing, one blemish, is very clear. I came here to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If anything is conducive to it, alhamdulillah. If anything is in opposition to it, I have no concern for it,
and it will say that I will separate, it should separate. Don't you know Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, no? The true people, Hazrat Bilal and other, they left their families, everything, their brother, their sons even, four Rasulullah. They were true people. But maybe we don't tolerate a little bit of our desires, our maybe way of living, way of following. And I will repeat what I said, the blessed saying, and it is a very great saying, a summary of tasawwuf as well and tazkiyah. But Sayyidina Ahmad Kabir Rifai Rahmahullah, one of the contemporary of Sayyidina Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, which I repeated yesterday, and it is worthwhile mentioning million times, because the truth is covered in there. Sayyidina Ahmad Kabir Rifai Rahmahullah was questioned, and he vowed how to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the swift and the best way, and the better and the easiest way. And he, Rahmahullah, said, Aapne farmaya, that I have tried myself so many ways, methods to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am Ahmad Kabir, and Sayyid Ahmad Kabir is that person that who went to the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah responded by salam, and he could hear the salam of Prophet, and other people heard as well. Dekhiye, aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam to sab ka jawab, people who go there, if they say salam and Madina Nabawi and near the grave of Prophet Rasulullah responds to them. But no one, mostly people don't hear it. But there, when the difference was, when Sayyid Ahmad Kabir was there, Rahmahullah, when he said, As-salamu alayka ya jaddi, oh my forefather and my messenger, because he was a descendant of Rasulullah, As-salamu alayka, it was not only him who heard, it was his karamat and Rasulullah and mojiza, that every person who was near, closer to him, they heard as well. After the jawab, mere bete, tum par bhi salamati ho. And who is the witness of this? Witness, gawah dekho is waqiye ke kaise hai. Gawah kaun hai? Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani, who was also present there. Aap wahan maujood the. Because he was also on hajj, aap gawah the. To ye banda jisko itna Allah ka aur uske rasool sallallahu alaihi wasallam ka qurb hasil hai, him, he is saying that I have tried so many ways, I have done great mujahidat, I have been into jungles, I have been into the caves and separated myself from the world and did mujahidat and have done lot of striving and zikr and things, whatever, however people try, he said, but I have found whenever I went, I was not so successful. Because there were so many other people also trying to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by that way. Even non-Muslims and other religions, they are also trying to follow. They do mujahidat, as you know, Hindus, Christian monks, other monks, they try to get close to Allah by leaving the world and other things. He said, I tried as well, but I was not successful by doing that. But how? The way I thought. He said, then I came to the conclusion, and the way which I was, the easiest was, that I adopted the path of tawazo and humbleness and humility. Therefore, main is darwaze se, dusre sare darwaze se abedin, zuhad ka darwaze pe bahut zyada bande abedin aur saim aur zakirin ke bahut bande Allah ka qurb ka bahut rush hai, lekin tawazo wala darwaza jo hai, ajzi wala darwaza, farmaya wahan chand log hi baithe the, wo bada clear rasta tha, wahan shaitan bhi nahi itna aaya raste mein. Shaitan he was not also in the way, said اس رستے میں شیطان بھی کم آتا ہے کیونکہ دوسرے جنہیں آپ چاند دن آپ بہت زیادہ آپ دنیا سے علیحدہ ہوگے if you come separate yourself from world تو پہلا خیال شیطان یہی ڈالے گا دیکھو دنیا والے بدتر لوگ ہیں تم اچھے ہو اس لیے تم علیحدہ ہو گئے ہو جب تکبر پہلے ہی آ گیا تو فائدہ کیا ہونا آپ no matter you sit for million years when you think you are better than all people that's why you have separated from but سیدنا عبدالقادر جیلانی رحمت اللہ علیہ said if you separate from the world for a short while, do not separate because people are bad, separate because your nafs is bad, and to save people from the evil of your nafs, you separate from them. Like a sheikh said, the sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, another sheikh said, someone asked me, why don't you live? Another buzurg, he was living in seclusion, so they said, why don't you come into people and you just live in them and we benefit from you? He said, I have a dog, and that dog is very disobedient, and I fear it will bite and it will harm other people. He said, I have never seen a dog with you. He said, it is my nafs. It is a dog, and it interacts with people, it violates the rights of people. So I thought I will seclude it. I will keep it in guard there. That's why I come less. There is no other reason.
تو آپ نے فرمایا سیدنا حضرت کبیر رفائی نے کہ سب سے قریب ترین رستہ اللہ تک پہنچنے کا قرب اور رضا حاصل کرنے کا اللہ کی رضا اور قرب حاصل کرنے کا یہ ہے کہ توازو کے دروازے سے آؤ. توازو سے پوچھا انہوں نے کہ بٹ واٹ از دس ڈور, واٹ از دا میتھڈالوجی آف توازو, توازو کیا ہے, توازو جھک جانا کیا ہے, واٹ از اٹ, واٹ ہیو پرسن ہیو ٹو ڈو. اینڈ ہی سیڈ فرسٹ تھنگ تعظیم لامر اللہ, اللہ کے حکم اور امر کی تعظیم, سب سے زیادہ اللہ کے حکم کو ترجیح دو. اللہ کا حکم آگے, اللہ سبحانہ تعالیٰ کمانڈ کمز, دین گیو اٹ پریفرنس ہائی اینڈ یو آر لوور, گیو یور سیلف ٹو بی لوور اینڈ اور ادر پیپلز کمانڈ ٹو بی لوور دین دا کمانڈ آف اللہ, چاہے وہ بیوی ہو, چاہے والدین ہوں, چاہے ادر پیپل ہوں, چاہے گورنمنٹ اور ادر پیپل اور لیڈرز ہوں, دیئر کمانڈ ٹو کیپ دیئر کمانڈ دے آر لوور than the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you توازو کا یہ مطلب ہے, اللہ کے سامنے توازو کا یہ بھی ہے کہ اللہ کے حکم کو سب سے بلند رکھو اوپر, اس پر عمل کرنا ہے, اور کسی کا حکم آئے اس کو نیچے رکھو, یہ نیچے لگ. And then second thing he said, then تعظیم لسنت رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم and the way of and respect and live according to the way and methodology of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم according to his sunnah, give him like you have given him preference over all other people, give his lifestyle and his way and his sunnah preference to all other people as well. He said this is the second thing. And then he said thirdly, to think shakkat al makhluq, he said then to consider that yourself lowly than everyone in the creation, everyone in the people generally, and have compassion and mercy on the creation, have compassion and mercy and fulfill their rights and do more, not even fulfill your right, their rights, but do even more. And they asked him what is more, and he said more is the person who tries to deprive you, grant him and bestow a blessing upon him. A person who tries to separate you, separate from you, and try to enjoin and amend your relationship with him. And a person who oppresses you, and forgive him. تو آپ نے فرمایا یہ توازو کا یہ تین چیزیں ہیں, اللہ کے امر کو سب سے اوپر رکھو, یعنی اللہ کا حکم آ گیا ہے. اب نماز کا حکم ہے صبح, سمپل اگزامپل آپ کو دے رہا ہوں, اللہ کا حکم ہے بھائی اٹھو, حی علی الصلاۃ, حی علی الفلاح, اٹھو. نفس کہہ رہے سو جاؤ, شیطان کہہ رہے سو جاؤ, اور لوگ کہہ رہے ہیں سو جاؤ. اب اس وقت اللہ کے توازو یہ ہے کہ اللہ کے حکم کو بلند سمجھو, یہ کو ہاؤ آئی ایم فیلنگ, آئی ایم ٹائرڈ, آئی ایم دس, آئی ایم دیٹ, نو. تعظیم لامر اللہ کے امر کی ویلیو دینی ہے زیادہ, تو گیٹ اپ. آپ باہر گئے ہیں, اے پرسن انوائٹس یو ٹوورڈز ایول, اے وومن انوائٹس یو ٹوورڈز ایول, آپ کی نفس کہتا ہے یوز یور مس یوز یور آئیز, مس یوز یور گلانس, لک ایٹ دی وومن, لک ایٹ دی ٹی وی, اس وقت کہنا نو, اللہ کا حکم جو سب سے بلند ہے, میں نفس کی بات نہیں سنوں گا, آنکھ مجھے اللہ نے دی, اسی کے حکم کو آپ کے استعمال کرو, آئی ول یوز اٹ اکارڈنگ ٹو ہز کمانڈ. سو گیو دا پریفرنس, یہ توازو ہے. تو یہ تو رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے ساتھ توازو یہ ہے کہ آپ کے طریقے کو اختیار کرنا. مے بی ادر پیپل ڈونٹ لائک اٹ, دے تھنک وی شوڈ فالو دا کراؤڈ اور دا فیشن آف دا وے اور دی لائف اسٹائل آف دا ٹوڈے, اینی تھنگ, بٹ یو شوڈ گیو پریفرنس to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam way, as you give preference to his zaat and his sifat, also give the preference to, and he is a blessed. Yesterday we went somewhere and people, they were being blessed by visualizing or the vision of the to see the do the ziyarat of the blessed hair of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in London. There was a conference they did, bahut bada maqam hai, there was, it is a great value there and it's a great blessing to do that. But remember, a sunnat, hair is a part of the body of Rasulullah sallam. A sunnat is a part of the spirit of Rasulullah sallam, because it is coming from inside and the body is manifesting it. Sunnat aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke batin ki ek hissa hai, ek kisam ka, meaning it is the life, the emulating the inner life of Rasulullah sallam, which the body manifests. So it is coming from the amal of Prophet sallam, coming out of his body, it is also very valuable. As actually the blessed hair of Rasulullah sallam is valuable, his sunnat is also valuable, because it is coming from the whole of that, but not only the body, but from the spirit as well, from the ruh of Prophet sallam, the amal.
and the Sunnah is emanating from Allah. So to give in lifestyle, in aqeedah first, then obviously in worships, in living, in eating and drinking, then these matters come, you give preference to the way of Prophet ﷺ, like Hazrat Khalid bin Walid and other companions gave in their lifetime. I have told you story 10 times that Rasul, and when Hazrat Khalid bin Walid, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was victorious in Bayt al-Maqaddis and the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala in Bayt al-Maqaddis, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and when they were eating, and the companions were strict on Rasulullah's Sunnah, especially Hazrat Khalid bin Walid, when there were commanders, non-Muslim commanders, others sitting with them, a morsel of food fell on the ground. And it is Sunnah of Prophet actually to pick it up and clean it, if it is cleanable, and eat it. Otherwise, give it to him. So when the morsel fell, the other person who was sitting with him, with Khalid bin Walid, he was a companion, not a companion, he did not know, but he said to Hazrat Khalid bin Walid, he pointed, don't pick it up, it feels shameful, the other people, the non-Muslim commanders, generals, he think, look, this is the commander of Muslimin, Hazrat Khalid bin Walid, he is eating a piece of bread from the ground. So when Hazrat Khalid bin Walid heard this from one of the Tabi'in, he was one of the Tabi'in, the other person, Awali was one of the Tabi'in. So the Khalid bin Walid became angry very much. He did not care who was sitting there or what about that person. He said, "Ataraktu sunnatu Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam liha ula il humaka. Kya mai in ahmaku ke liye Rasulullah sallam ki sunnat chhod do?" And he mentioned, he said, that shall I leave the sunnah of Rasulullah for these foolish people? Meaning that they don't know what is truth, what is not truth. And for these ahmaks, they are foolish people, they don't know the Messenger of Allah, they don't know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you are saying to me, because of their eyes and what their thoughts, that I should leave the sunnah of Rasulullah. So this was manifestly. So that's what Hazrat Sayyid Ahmad Kabir Rafai is saying, that tawadu, actually, to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to his way, his sunnah, his method, and his deen, and third, shafqat alal makhluq, and the creation have shafqat on it, not only fulfill their right, but if they don't fulfill your right, forgive them, unko maaf kar do, and try to forgive them, and have good feelings about them. Not only forgiving them, forgive means, the meaning of forgiveness is that you let go the hatred and grudge which you already have. That's forgiveness. Forgiveness is not just done with the tongue. Haan, maine aapko maaf kar diya. But in the heart I will keep grudge until death. That is that forgiveness. Forgiveness means to let everything and this negative feeling about that person go, and don't demand any right from that person. So ye to Allah darja, if you want the swiftest way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sabse kam ban jo, Allah paak ke nazar par, Allah paak, main aapko chahta hoon. I don't want to be greater in people. I don't want glory in the sight of people. I don't want honor in sight of people. What will they? They cannot help me, they are helpless. They cannot benefit me without your will. I want you. I will give ta'zeem, I will give preference to your amr, your hukam, the way of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will adopt. And then the third thing only left is the creation. I will have mercy upon them. I will fulfill their rights. If they don't forgive, fulfill my rights, I will forgive them. If they oppress me, I will try to benefit them. If they do bad dua for me, I will give dua to them. If they throw a stone, I will actually shower flowers of dua upon them. This is the way, the fastest way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now people want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's closeness, but then they want glory and honor in the sight of people. So that blocks them, and it takes so long time. They're doing zikr, but people, no mercy, no compassion on the people, not fulfilling their rights, being agitated, being with people, being harsh, without any reason with people, on little things, fighting with people, demanding why you have not done this, why you have not respected me, why you have not done this. And it was the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyid Aisha Siddiqa رضي الله تعالى عنها said that all his life he did not take revenge with his personal matter. For deen, for other people's rights, like Hazrat Usman was held there, he said, we will die. And the companion said, we will die, and they did bath under the tree for Hazrat Usman رضي الله تعالى عنها, and we will take his revenge. For others, he was strict. For himself, he was not. And he was very compassionate, and near that his death,
Prophet provided opportunity for people. Oh people, is there any right upon me of anyone they can take now? One companion whose grave is in Turkey, Hazrat Uqasha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Uqasha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whose grave is in Turkey, Turkestan, he said, yes, I have a right upon you, Ya Rasulullah, and that is that once in one of the battles you did, while straightening the rows, you did hit me with the stick. I have told you the story before, but it's indicating compassion towards the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how Rasulullah worried about the rights of people. He said, he radiallahu ta'ala said, the Tukai said, you touched and you hit me with that stick, and I want to take revenge. Now this was already a very difficult time for companion because Rasulullah was sick and ill already. He was in deathbed there. So Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and Hazrat Umar, they both took off their kameezes, and other companions, they offered their backs, and they said that instead of one, you can hit 100 times on our backs if you just at least leave the right of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we will compensate and we will bear the responsibility. Instead of one, you can hit 100 times, but on our backs. But he said, no, because it is was Rasulullah who hit me, I have to actually take revenge from him. Now everyone was trembling, and they were willing to give their life, but they could not see, and because it is the right of the person involved. Hakuku al-ibad, both important that it was right was involved. So no one, Abu Bakr is there, Ali is there, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussain, everyone is crying, weeping, but no one is able to involve themselves because the right of the person is involved. So he came close to Rasulullah and he did not say, I feel bad, am I not your messenger, that can you not forgive me? No. This is not the matter, it's the right of the person. And Shabkat ala makhluk, you give the right to the person. So he came close and he even said, Ya Rasulullah, when you hit me, there was no kameez on me. So I would like you to actually also take your kameez out. So Rasulullah, without any hesitation, he said, yes, O Kasha, you are right. Your kameez was not on that time. So he took his kameez off. And then Hazrat Kasha radiallahu ta'ala, instead of taking any revenge, he kissed the muhr nabuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and hugged him so many times. And after a while he said, Fidahu abi wa ummi, may my mother and father sacrifice upon you, Ya Rasulullah. I only wanted to meet you because I know I won't get this opportunity again in my lifetime, because you have said that your demise is closer. And his blessed grave is in also Turkey. So there, Rasulullah's life is full of this, how to be have shafqat alam makhluk, even on animals, even on slaves. It is so that is the way of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, really. So Sayyid Ahmad Kabir Rifai more explained to people this, all his life he was explaining this to people, and he said that is how I got close to Allah. And 100,000 person was under his discipleship, and in his khanqa 1,00,000 banda tha. تو آپ نے فرمایا ایک بندے کو, دوسرا کوئی بزرگ آئے تھے, آپ نے فرمایا کہ اگر ایک لمحے کے لیے بھی اللہ پاک مجھے جہنم کی جنت مجھ پہ حرام کر دے, اگر ایک سیکنڈ کے لیے بھی, ایک منٹ کے لیے بھی یہ خیال آ جائے مجھے, میں اس خیال کو اپنے دل میں لاؤں کہ میں ان کا شیخ ہوں, یہ میرے مرید ہیں, تو میں یہ کبھی خیال میں کبھی انٹینشنلی کبھی نہیں لایا نہ آئے گا. یہ مرزت آپ نے بلا نہیں سمجھا, اللہ کے دین کو سرو کرنا ہے اپنے جاہ کو, تو پرسنل ٹو فور دیٹ, دین ان شاء اللہ دا پاتھ ول بی ویری ایزی فار یو. آل دیز ڈیفیکلٹیز کم وین اٹ از دیئر آبسر, آئیدر وی آر ناٹ ریسپیکٹنگ اینڈ آنرنگ اینڈ دا کمانڈ آف اللہ اور دا سنہ آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, اور ہاو ڈوئنگ ظلم اور ناٹ فلفلنگ دا رائٹ, دیز تھری تھنگ آر آبسٹیکل. دین نو میٹر یو گو ٹو مکہ اور مدینہ اور ویئر ایور یو گو, یو فرسٹ ہیون اور سیکنڈ ہیون یو گو ٹو, اسٹل یو کین ناٹ گیٹ کلوز ٹو اللہ. شیطان ریچ سیونتھ ہیون اینڈ ابو سیونتھ ہیون, وہ پہنچا نہیں اوپر, ساتوں آسمانوں سے اوپر پہنچ گیا, وہ جنت میں پہنچ گیا, ہیونز میں پہنچ گیا, بٹ ہی وائلیٹڈ دیز تھری تھنگ. ایک تو اللہ نے کہا سجدہ کرو اللہ کے امر کو, ہی ڈن گیو پریفرنس. دوسرا آدم رسول, رسول کون تھے, نبی کون تھے, نوح حضرت آدم علیہ السلام, ہی ڈن ناٹ گیو پریفرنس ٹو the Nabi of the time which Adam read. Thirdly, to have shafqat al makhluq, give the right to have it, it was the right of Adam to be respected because he had more honor and Allah had given him more honor. He violated these three things. So this really teaching of Sayyid Ahmad Kabir Rifai is summary, in a way summary of all the science of purification and the science and the art of getting
close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And rest of it is detail and its methodology one can learn from the ulama. May Allah Azawajal enable me and you to understand and not only listen but understand and then memorize and then implement and then convey and then stay steadfastness on that conveying with sincerity. Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.